We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
On his head and not his shoulders, and every single week, you know that little ditty. That is our very specialized, written only for us, by people who are writing the shows on Broadway, both the lyricists and the composer. And, of course, it's called I'm Inappropriate for My Age. This is Adrienne Berg, also inappropriate for her age. And this is Generation Bold, The Fountain of Truth. And by the way, if you want to hear the entire musical written especially for our show, take a look at our website, which is generationboldradio.com. Generationboldradio.com. Now, you know by now that every single week we bring you news that you can use about successful aging. But sometimes it could be a little bit obscure, a little bit off point. Not today. Today we have Nyree Hobbins, who is the author of two essential books for you, Eat to Cheat Aging and Eat to Cheat Dementia. Now, that second book will not be out until March 16th, so we really have the scoop on it for our show. And, of course, it is on Amazon. Eat to Cheat Aging is already on Amazon. It's already on the Nook, Barnes & Noble's Nook, or, of course, on Nyree's website, eattocheataging.com. You'll get it no matter how you spell aging, but try to spell it A-G-E-I-N-G. So it's eattocheataging.com or Amazon, because you're going to want one or both of these books. So let's say hello to Nyree, and I'm going to ask her a little bit about what it means to be a dietitian before we even look into the pages of her book. Nyree, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Adrienne. It's a treat.
Yeah, it really is, and everybody listening should know that Nyree is in the great country of Australia, a place I've been to twice and enjoyed it every moment each time. So if you hear a little bit of a delay, we've kind of asked her to do that so we don't talk over each other. So thank you, Nyree. That was perfect. And I do want to ask, many people are confused. What is a nutritionist? What is a diet specialist? What is a dietitian? So explain your discipline and how you approach issues of food and nutrition.
Okay. I'm technically a dietitian, which means that you get medical training. So we are able to work within hospitals and with medications and the like. But In general speak, we call ourselves nutritionists or diet specialists because it's more user friendly. So you can call yourself a nutritionist. I'm not exactly sure of the arrangement in the States, but here you can call yourself a nutritionist, but the title is technically a dietitian. But that's irrelevant. I mean, I've been in this business for many years, and I've done all sorts of things in nutrition. I've worked in the food industry, and I've worked in the hospitals, and I've worked in all sorts of places. But the last 15 years or so, I've been working in aged care and gerontology, and I just love it. I just love it. But what frustrated me about working in this area over and over was that I would see people who come into the clinic or the hospital wherever we've seen people, and myself and the geriatrician would say, if we had seen this person 5 years ago, we wouldn't be dealing with the situation we're dealing with now. We wouldn't be putting you into an aged care facility. We wouldn't be dealing with the illness that we're dealing with. And all we had to do was feed them properly. And it drove us insane because it's so, you know, you're talking about aging disgracefully. Love that. Just love it. And that is exactly what I'm about. I think that people need to be out there. And, you know, it wasn't long ago 70 was old. 70 is not old. 70 is the beginning of fun.
True.
So we want people to stay well and to stay out there so they can keep on doing it. And that's what drove me to writing the book, because there was absolutely nothing I could give anyone to tell them. Once you're 65 plus, things are different. Stop listening to the advice for 30-year-olds.
Well, that is the best advice. They always say that 60 is the new 30. It is not. 60 is the new 60. And it is new, and it is different, and it is more vital, and it is more vibrant. But that doesn't mean that you have to dress, look, feel, act, or eat the way a 30-year-old does, nor should you. Now, you know, Nairi, we're speaking, by the way, to Nairi Hubbins, for those of you who just tuned in. She is the author of Eat to Cheat Aging, and also Eat to Cheat Dementia, which is hot off the presses, coming out on March 16th. And you can get both of them on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or the website eattocheataging, AGEING.com. She's speaking with us from Australia. Now, Nairi, I know your book tells a lot of the things that people should do, but let's start the other way. You mentioned that people come into you in pretty bad shape, and it doesn't have to be that way if you had gotten them 5 years earlier. So obviously they haven't been eating right. They've been doing the wrong things. Can we talk a moment about some of the wrong things that you would like us to stop doing, and then we'll get more positive about some of the right things?
Well, funnily enough, funnily enough, they're actually sort of the same things. The big problem that happens is that people have this belief, which is, you know, driven by a lot of the health messages, that you need to stay thin and you need to not be eating fatty foods and things like this. But one of the interesting things is that weight loss is a big problem in older people. What I always say to people, whatever you weigh now, try to stay the same. And I'll explain why that is. The whole basis of the difference between being older and younger as an adult is around your muscles. Now, your muscles, yes, we know they help us move around and you know, get here and there and all that sort of stuff, but they do so much more, and most people aren't aware of this. They are also a reserve supply of protein. And protein is a nutrient that we eat, but we're not eating 24 hours a day, but we need protein 24 hours a day. So what is the normal process from when you're very young to until you go is that muscles give up little bits of protein to supply a number of systems. And then usually as you eat, the protein goes back again into the muscle so they don't decline. But unfortunately, from about 50 on, and this is nothing you can do about this, this is where, in fact, the 60s and 50 actually might be a difference. There's nothing you can do about the fact that your physiology changes and you don't get as good as putting the protein back. So the reason why we need protein is for a number of things. You need it for your immune system, so that even when you're walking down the street, if someone sneezes in your direction, you don't get that cold, but your immune system has gone into action the second that happens, and it's using protein to do that. As well as that, we replace all the cells in our organs all the time. We're just renewing them and keeping them going. And all that is actually drawing on a lot of protein when we're eating and when we're not eating. Any sort of repair work you have to do is drawing on protein. If you have surgery, that's a huge draw. Any illness or accident or injury, that's using protein. And the other thing that's really, really interesting is that your brain is only 2% of your body weight, but it uses 25% of the energy you use at any point in time, so that it's actually really hungry. And while it uses glucose as a fuel. When you run out of glucose, protein is what you use next. So all those things are using protein, and if you don't eat well and stay active to keep that muscle reserve going, if you're not eating enough protein to feed your muscles, then gradually over a decade or so, you can gradually lose muscle. And after a while, if you lose enough muscle, all those systems start to falter. So that's
and
what I'm saying when people came to us. What had happened is they'd lost weight, really,
over
a period of a decade.
As you're saying, it's very counterintuitive because we're always being hit on the head,
yes,
Neri, with the idea that we should be thinner, thinner, and yet thinner. And what you're saying is not necessarily so, because you might be leaching your muscles, and the protein that you need so badly for it is something you have to replace every day. Now, when we come back, we're going to, again, bash some of the conventional wisdom, which is never eat red meat. Maybe Neri will say that's right or not, but I would be very curious to know what kind of protein she has in mind. So we're going to talk about that, whether it's okay to go out of meats altogether. I'll go on to vegetables. I had the opportunity to speak in California last week with Dr. Roizen, the creator of Real Age, and he made a big point of saying that you should have no red meat. And then after saying that, he said, unless you're over 65, and then you need more red meat than others do. And he's really against red meat. He would rather be a vegetarian, or, you know, do a quinoa and beans. But he's obviously in the same pew as Nyree Hobbins, who's written Eat to Cheat Aging and Eat to Cheat Dementia. We come back, we're also going to focus a little bit more on the aspects of dementia and nutrition, the second book, which will be out on March 16th. So this is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold. This is the only show that is syndicated throughout the United States that brings issues of aging and experts on aging direct to you. Stay with us.
Me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Again, this is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And today we're getting into some new truths that is very useful for you and maybe even very relieving for you. We're here with Nyree Hobbins, who's the author of Eat to Cheat Aging and Eat to Cheat Dementia. She's speaking with us from Australia. If you hear a little bit of a delay, it's only for that very reason. But I want you to know what her books contain, and I want you to have access to them. First of all, you can easily do that through Amazon or Barnes & Noble's Nook, or just go right to the website, Eat to Cheat Aging, A-G-E-I-N-G. One of the surprises we sometimes get, and we just got that from our dietitian here, is that protein is important. All the business of have a salad, have some fruit, and make yourself a smoothie may not be the answer for good health after 60 or 65. And actually, Nyree says even after 50, because she is explaining the importance of protein and gave us a very interesting statistic that while a brain takes only 3% of our body weight, it takes 25% of our energy. So we have to feed the brain. I see where she's going with this, particularly with her new book, Eat to Cheat Dementia. But I have to ask you, Nyree, what kind of protein are you talking about? Are you talking about a steak, or are you talking about rice and beans protein? Does it matter from the dietitians and your point of view?
As far as the body goes, it actually doesn't matter. It doesn't distinguish between the protein. The issue between the proteins is that, in general, animal protein is more concentrated. And so many people's appetites diminish and they can eat a slightly smaller meal size as they get older. And that means that animal protein, meat, eggs, fish, chicken, dairy foods, cheese, they have a little bit of an advantage because you don't have to eat the same volume. So you might, in order to get 20 grams of protein thereabouts, you sort of eat a piece of steak around about the size of your palm or a piece of fish or chicken. But the same amount of protein, you'd need to eat about a whole cup of beans or chickpeas or the like, and you'd actually have to eat a lot more of rice. So it's fine to have vegetable protein, but you have to eat lots more of it. So I sort of say to people, look, if you're at, you know, your appetite tends to go down. It's a normal consequence of age. And talking about what's in the book, there's actually a whole chapter on appetite, because appetite itself is really significant. A number of things that change in the way your stomach works and the way their hormones work mean that you tend to get messages telling you that you're not that you're full sooner than you should, and you spread the time between the message that reminds you it's time to eat again. So you tend to want a small amount of food. So animal foods are really useful. And I just say to people, look, if you don't have a real philosophical reason for being vegetarian, it's not a religious or an ethical reason, then I would think again. If it's because your granddaughter told you 15 years ago that you should be vegetarian or whatever,
right.
think again, because meat and animal foods are really useful from that. And the other thing is that, as you were talking about, the doctor that you were listening to, you're quite right. A lot of people are moving away from animal foods and wanting to be vegetarian when they're younger. But when you're older, not only is the protein important, but also the other vitamins and minerals that animal foods contain, the calcium from milk and the iron and zinc particularly, and the selenium that comes from meat, they're really useful things. And for older people, they're helpful, you know. So, and if you eat your nutrients as food, your body can deal with them better. So a lot of people have issues with anemia, which is an iron deficiency, and you can take tablets, but your body's less able to work with them. And if you took the iron and meat, it copes with it better. So, you know, it's just a whole different way of thinking than thinking about food. You have to think about supporting your body in a different way.
You know, it sure is. And I'll tell you one cute thing, and then we'll go on to some more serious things. When I speak, I usually show a video. And this is a very short video that came from the United Kingdom, from England. When they had the Meat Council of England trying to get people to eat more meat instead of shying away from it. And anybody who wants to see this delightful, it's a most wonderful, funny, really celebration of aging, comes unaccountably from the UK Meat Council, and the name of it is Ironworks, and just what Nairi is talking about. What they're saying is your body needs iron, and this is how to get it. Of course, they're trying to sell meat, but nevertheless, they did it in the most delightful way. You really ought to take a look at what's called Red Meat Rocks, and it's on YouTube, Red Meat Rocks. You'll love it. Okay, so let's get back to this, though. This all begins with Nairi working in hospitals and assisted livings and so on, being a dietitian, and being frustrated because as older people showed up with dementia, she thought to herself, you know, if I had gotten them 5 years earlier, it wouldn't be like this. So Nairi, let's open the pages of the book, Eat to Cheat Dementia. What will the reader find in that book?
Well, what I've done is I've taken what we know at the moment in current science, which is a lot, and have translated it into words for the everyday reader. I'm actually good at that. I'm good at taking that scientific mumbo-jumbo that they go on with, which can be very confusing, and putting it in words that, you know, that are accessible to everyone. So dementia is an enormous area of research at the moment. It's fantastic. There's lots going on. But what's interesting, and what's interesting in aging research in general, is that the people who stand to benefit from it actually don't get the information a lot of the time, because most of the time it's academics talking to academics, and sometimes they put out little press releases on one thing or another. But as you said right at the intro to the program, you know, sometimes it's just really hard to work out how that fits because it doesn't adjust. So what I've done in both books is taken our current understanding about what you need to do and put it together. So in the dementia book, there is a chapter on the brain in Eat to Cheat Aging, which covers a whole lot of stuff. It gives you guidelines on what dementia is and what it isn't, because often people worry about things that aren't
right,
that actually aren't dementia. And so I took that whole thing and put another book because more research came out. But it covers things like what you need to do to actually protect your brain. So, you know, the way you eat and the way you live and a number of things around that. So to do with the types of food and avoiding inflammation and the ability to keep the brain, little tiny bits of damage at bay by eating antioxidants and the like. And then I also focus on what people need to look at when they're already living with a diagnosis, because people living with a diagnosis can live well for many years, and the way they do that is by eating.
So we're going to take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we want to talk about some of the magic words you just said, like antioxidant and inflammation. These are the new buzzwords. Don't go away. You're going to get some really important. important information.
Inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You may think that...
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age, and boy, am I. My name is Adrienne Burke, for those of you who are just tuning in. And this is Generation Bold. Take a look at our wonderful, 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 growing all the time website that has beautiful pictures, mostly of people between the ages of 60 and 100, some a little even older than 100, and what they're doing in this world. This is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. It's a celebration of aging. It looks at aging as a stage of life that one should be looking forward to all of their life. I have the privilege of speaking. I was in Napa Valley in California this week. I was back in New Jersey this week. And altogether, I think I spoke to about 125, 130 people from the ages of 65 and 85. And let me tell you, you would like their lives. I would like their lives. These are vibrant, vital individuals, and they were all very interested in their own personal health because their mantra is self-care. They're not relying on the doctor. They're not relying on the person next door. They're relying on themselves. And once in a while, books come out. There's millions of books. I mean, I cannot even show you the kind of books that I donate to the library that I receive because they're good, but they're not good enough for you. But today, we have some extraordinary, simple books that can make a real difference in your successful aging. They're both written by the same author, Nyree Hobbins, who is the president and creator of Nyree Hobbins Publishing. You'll see two books. One is Eat to Cheat Aging, and by March 16th, you'll also see Eat to Cheat Dementia on Amazon and on Nook, and of course at the website, eataging.com, A-G-E-I-N-G. And I want to finish up first what Nyree started, which was with regard to dementia in her book. She does talk about the brain. She talks about the ways you have to protect the brain, and then continues on with issues of nutrition and the brain. And then I do want to talk about inflammation. It seems to be the new buzzword. I'm not sure the public knows what they should about it. But, Nyree, let's start with what you were telling us before about dementia and eat to cheat dementia.
Yeah. It's a combination of looking at how you can protect your brain. In fact, the subtitle is how you can prevent it and how you can live well with it. So there's people who are living with a diagnosis, many people, and who can actually live well with the diagnosis and can help their physical and cognitive health by eating well. So there's information, and a lot of information and strategies that carers can use to know how to get around the issues. Because what happens in dementia is just the brain connections are missing. So that the person is often hungry or often feeling like eating, but they just can't work out their process. So something is helping. But as far as... And so there's a lot of information around that people will find very practical. And I've had a lot of experience in, you know, looking at different ways of managing things. And it's just lovely to see when people are living better lives. So, but as well as that, there's a lot of stuff you can do to head off the problems that can cause dementia. And there's three main things that can cause... The brain is very vulnerable to damage. And if any damage happens and we live into our later years, any tiny bits of damage can get to add up over time. So what we're looking at is trying to minimize that. There's three ways it can happen. One way is that blood vessel damage, the same sort of things that affect your heart also affect your brain because the blood flow is very important. There's also damage from a thing called oxidation, and there's damage from a thing called inflammation. And oxidation is where every cell in the body runs by this process where we use oxygen, and it's called oxidation. And it's absolutely essential, and it works really well, and it's perfect. But It produces little bits of waste products. It's a little bit like a car engine. You know, there's always waste. If you don't get rid of the waste, then the engine starts to slow down and the brain's the same. So oxidative waste, if it builds up in the brain, can cause damage to the cells. And that's where antioxidants come in. So antioxidants are chemicals in food that we eat that mop up those little oxidative wastes, and they take them away from the cells so the cells are protected. And so that's one of the things that happen. I'll tell you what antioxidants are. And the other thing is that inflammation is where our immune system is meant to be running in the background. Inflammation is the normal part of the immune system that revs the whole body up to go, quick, get that resource from here, fight this infection over here, do this, tell this bit, the whole communication system. The problem of overactive of modern life, sometimes to do with the food we eat, you know, too much very processed food, but also to do with modern life and living longer, is that sometimes that inflammation runs just a little bit higher than it should be in the background. And so we need to try and damp it down, because if it's going over, if it's overdoing it, it can cause little bits of damage, particularly in the brain. And fortunately, most of the same foods that work against oxidation also work against inflammation. So it's those things, just colours. I just say to people, put a protein food at the centre of your meal and surround it by as many different colours as you can. People will say, oh, blueberries are the answer, or cranberries, or whatever, you know, kale, goji berries, whatever the latest thing is, people say that's the best antioxidant. But actually, what the science shows is you need to have as many different types as you can. So you get a different antioxidant from something green to something orange, to something yellow, to something red, to something purple, to something white. But all of them are important. So if you just think about it when you put it on your plate, add anything with colour. It doesn't matter whether it's petals from an edible flower or a berry or a nut. They've all got antioxidants, and those things will all help reduce the inflammation as well as fight the oxidation. And then the other things that help with inflammation are really good oils. So you go for olive oil, you go for seed oils like flaxseed oil, or any sort of really good, the best quality oil you can get will help, and nuts and seeds. And also some legumes. So beans are great. You add them to things and they will actually boost as well.
You know, you mentioned colour. And the moment you mentioned colour, the first thought that came to my mind was green and green tea. And before we have to take another break, let's ask about green tea. Now, most Americans, and that may be true in Australia as well, they all want to lose weight. I mean, this is if you write a book about losing weight, you're going to sell it, no matter what it is. Usually to people who have 100 other books on losing weight and haven't lost any weight. But that's the way it is around here. And one of the things that we're getting used to this thing about having green tea, anti-inflation, and it's good for the weight. What's your take on this?
Yeah, green tea is one of the things that actually does have a lot of antioxidants and seems to help with inflammation, yes. It's not the answer, but it's one of the answers. And as I say, all the science shows that the marketing claims of a particular company selling whatever they want to sell are going to say that green tea or kale or, you know, the smoothie or whatever it happens to be is the answer to the question. But the science doesn't say that. The science says you have to have a whole lot of different ones because they all work together. So in the body, green tea is great, but also berries are great, and also herbs that you might put onto your food. If you just think about it, when next time you look at your meal, think how many colours are on this plate. If you can add one or two more, they're going to be antioxidant and anti-inflammatory foods. That's just fortunately the way it works. So it's really interesting. And you mentioned weight loss. Weight loss for someone beyond 65 is actually not a good thing. The only way you can lose weight safely when you're older is to do extremely good exercise, and that has to be targeted weightlifting exercise at the same time as taking protein. Now, this might be an inconvenient truth, but the fact is that if you lose weight without that, you will lose muscle, and that won't help you.
So we're going to come back again. Now we're going to go into our last segment, and I remember several, actually, very robust, very beautiful, Gina LaBrigida, I don't know if you remember Gina Lola Bridget, that's a very long time
ago.
Oh, yes. And several others saying, after 60, you have to choose between the figure and the face. And what they meant was that if you get to thin, your face is going to fall in and you're going to look old. So sometimes it's better to have a few pounds on you when you're a little bit older. You actually look better. This is very counterintuitive to everything, all the anorexic models that are running around there. But when we come back, we will talk about loss of appetite, which is one of the things that Niri brought up. And we'll also talk about eat to cheat aging and, you know, whether or not we can eat to look good. This is a huge motivator around here. So it's not always the health or the dementia or even the noble reasons that we do things. Sometimes it's just to be able to look in the mirror and see one less wrinkle. And we like that too, and we'll spend millions on it. But will we have the discipline to eat right? We'll talk about all this with nutritionist Neri Hobbins, Eat to Cheat Aging, Eat to Cheat Dementia. So don't go away. And don't forget, it's all on Amazon.
But that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
You may think that
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da.
And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And as a Neri Hobbins, author of Eat to Cheat Aging and Eat to Cheat Dementia, said, it may be an inconvenient truth, but there are certain things we have to do. And if we want to lose weight as we get older, it has to be through the proper exercise and nutrition, or we'll also lose muscle. And I mentioned our obsession with good looks, and I don't even object to that, Neri, because a lot of people do very wonderful health care things motivated by their appearance, and they're getting healthier, maybe for the wrong reasons, but who cares? They're still healthier. And I did mention that great stars, and I'm going to mention another one. I looked it up while we were actually having a short break. It's Sophia Loren who said, after 60, you have to choose between the face and the figure. And Neri said during the break, that's so right. Explain that to us. Why shouldn't we be thin or thinner or as thin as they promote after a certain age?
Well, yes, and isn't Sophia Loren absolutely gorgeous, though? That's all I want to look like. But, it's really interesting that all, if you look at the scientific research, it shows that people who are in the body weight, that actually, if you are 50 and you put, or 40 and you put yourself into the body weight that is best for later age, you'd actually be called overweight. Even maybe in the obese category, if you measure your BMI, I don't know if you did that there, but it's in a higher weight, so that's carrying a bit of extra weight. They do better in the next decade or so than the people who are very lean at 65 plus. Now, we don't exactly know why they use, but there's probably one of three reasons. You have to eat more food in order to be slightly heavier, and that has to be good for you. The body fat actually does stuff. It produces tiny amounts of hormones, and it seems like those tiny amounts of hormones might keep the brain going and the body going. So little bits are really helpful. And also, if you're slightly heavy, you're carrying more weight around, so your bones and your muscles have to be stronger, and that's a benefit to you. But the fact is that those things do better for your health. And the other thing is that, as far as looks go, but when you're filling out your face is a lot of muscle, but as soon as you remove, if you remove the body fat from under the muscle, that's when you see, you become more craggy. You become that sort of leaner looking. And so filling out your face with a bit of fat is a great thing, and it's normal. It's normal body fat. I think that it's actually probably a protection. Keeping a little layer under the skin is a protection against frailty, and frailty is a very damaging condition. So it's a really interesting thing, and it is an inconvenient truth. But the fact is that it's better for you. You must remain active. That's still the main thing. You must remain active. But eat enough to fill yourself out and keep yourself going, and, you know, that's the important thing. And that comes to, we were talking about appetite. That comes to appetite. Appetite does decline as you get older. So, and I, what I always say is, if I'm looking, and I'm in my 50s, you know, still, but if I'm looking at a piece of cake on a piece of plate, my brain is saying to me, you are very, very hungry. You must eat that right now. But I know, and all your listeners probably know, that that's actually a mistake. I don't need that piece of cake, but I feel like it. But most of my older clients will say, oh, I'm not hungry. I don't need that. And I say to them, that is a mistake, but it's a far more dangerous mistake to think that you're not hungry when you need to eat. You must eat 3 meals a day. And sometimes, if you've been unwell, if you're going to have some surgery, if you've lost weight already, you sometimes have to put things in between so that you can get enough, so you can build yourself up again, so you keep your muscles, so you keep a bit of reserve. So appetite makes a lot of mistakes. If it didn't, we'd all be exactly the right weight all along.
Right weight.
It makes mistakes.
This is the one,
the beginning to the end.
Yeah, so that's great for people. I want to just mention a couple of things. First of all, of course, yes. Nairi is not saying be obese. No question about that.
No.
Or be, you know, off the charts. Second of all, I think it's a wonderful idea to say to yourself when you're, if you are trying to lose some weight and you see something that you just have to have, you say to yourself, appetite makes a mistake. I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's very helpful, by the way, for people who both overeat and undereat. Another time, we'll have one of the scientists, though, Nairi, who I've spoken to recently, Aubrey de Grey, and even to some extent Dr. Roizen, say that they're experimenting with gross undereating as something that brings us longevity. Now, what have they done? They've looked at worms, and they've underfed worms, and they've underfed animals. So there's a whole there's a whole movement of called restrictive calorie eating.
Yes,
it sounds, by the way, very dreary. But in the minute or minute and a half we have, what would you say to those people? Is there anything to it?
There's actually a lot of information in both books on that. That structured eating, that restricted calorie. Now, look, in people who can do that, it works if you can do it very long term, basically lifelong if you can, but certainly from your 30s on. It actually seems to, it triggers a system in us. So we are designed probably to fight off famine, so that it triggers a system that works to fight off famine, and that is helpful. The thing is that taking it up later in life is actually not helpful. Taking it up beyond 65 doesn't help. Because if you use this restrictive eating and you're not really careful, it can be done, but you have to do it with a dietitian and exercise physiologist, so you keep your muscles going. If you do it yourself because you suddenly decide I'm going to do the fasting diet or whatever it happens to do, you will lose muscle, and the problem is that is more damaging to you in the future than the possible. Maybe, you know, potential, possible, maybe 1 year or whatever you might get extra. So that the muscle, if you lose your muscle, then your immune system can't fight off any illness, then you struggle to recover from illness, and you know, your brain starts to struggle to get fuel. So that is more important. And unfortunately, while you can do this fasting when you're 30 or 40 or even 50 and recover, you can't make the same recovery when you're 65 plus. So you need to rethink it. I just say to people, look, if you're beyond 65, 70, just don't listen to that advice or listen to it but think, hang on, does that apply now? And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it does if you can do the exercise. Exercise is always important.
So now we have it, and we can't get away with it, and we have it from the source, the author of Eat, Cheat, Aging, Eat, Cheat, Dementia. Nairi Hobbins, and of course I'm going to give you one last time, eatcheataging.com, or go to the Nook or Amazon. And for us, I tell you one thing, get out there, kids. and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.